Dear colleagues and distinguished delegates, good afternoon. I welcome you to this informal meeting of heads of delegation and thank you once again for attending the meeting at short notice. The purpose of this meeting is to allow me, assisted by the facilitators, the chair of the dispute settlement body, Ambassador Fried, and the chair of the trade policy review body, Ambassador Reuter, to report to the membership on the outcome of the third and final round of consultations concerning the selection of the next Director General. This report is in accordance with the procedures for the appointment of Director General agreed in December 2002, contained in document WT/L/509, and is also in line with our commitment to transparency, inclusiveness and full participation as we set out in the beginning of the first step of this process reflected in document job/GC/39. Let me highlight that paragraph 19 of the procedures provides that at the end of the final stage of the constructive process, the chair, with the support of the facilitators, shall submit the name of the candidate most likely to attract consensus and recommend his or her appointment by the General Council. Before I report on the outcome of this third round of consultations, I wish to pay tribute to all nine candidates participated in this process and the members who nominated them. We have been very fortunate to have had such outstanding candidates for this important position. Their vast experience and excellent qualifications are greatly valued and respected by members. They all have, throughout this process, conducted themselves in a dignified manner and demonstrated their high regard for and commitment to the multilateral trading system. With regard to the organization of work for this third round of consultations, it followed closely that of the first two rounds. The facilitators and I conducted the consultations from 1st to 7th May. Each member, whether Geneva-based or non-resident, was asked the same precise question, that is, what is your preference? I am pleased to inform you that all 159 members came forward to express their preferences. As set out in paragraph 18 of the 2002 procedures, allow me now to report on the outcome of the third round of consultations. First, the results that flowed from our consultations in this round are clear and unambiguous. Second, these results were dictated by your expression of preferences, and our assessment has been guided strictly by the elements set out in paragraph 17 of the 2002 procedures. In this respect, I would refer delegations to my statement of 12th April, circulated in job/GC/40. Third, in line with paragraph 6 of the 2002 procedures, our role has always been to encourage and facilitate the building of consensus among members and assist them in moving from the initial field of candidates to a final decision on appointment. Fourth, members recognize that both candidates in this round are highly qualified individuals, equipped to lead this organization, and thus both are held in very high respect. Fifth, in this round, as in the previous rounds, no negative preference was expressed by any member. Sixth, the results of your preferences were communicated yesterday to the members whose candidates were on the revised slate of names for this round. On the basis of all the above, and in keeping with the procedures, our assessment of the preference provided to us by you during this third round of consultation is that the candidate from Brazil, Mr. Roberto Azevedo, is the candidate most likely of the two to attract consensus on the following basis. Mr. Azevedo carried the largest support by members in the final round and has consistently done so in each round. And he enjoyed support from members from all levels of development and from all geographic regions and has done so throughout the process. I therefore intend to convene a special meeting of the General Council on Tuesday, 14th May 2013 at 10 a.m., where the sole item on agenda will be the appointment of the next Director General of the WTO, and I trust that this is acceptable to delegations. At that meeting, and in accordance with the provisions of paragraph 19 of the 2002 procedures, I, supported by the facilitators, shall submit the name of Azevedo, Mr. Azevedo, as the candidate most likely to attract consensus and recommend his appointment by the General Council as the next Director General of the WTO for a period of 4 years, starting 1st September 2013. I have asked the Secretariat to issue the convening airgram for the special meeting after this meeting is over. Before I conclude, the facilitators and I also wish to most sincerely thank all members for participating in the consultation process with an exceptionally high level of engagement and a constructive spirit. We are particularly grateful that all members, including all the non-resident delegations, came forward to express their preferences in the course of the three rounds. All delegations consulted were fully aware of the rules and dynamics of the process and participated effectively in this endeavor. No member at any point of this process, as stated earlier, expressed a negative preference for any of the candidates. We have been impressed by members' constructive approach, which has greatly facilitated this process. This very constructive approach will be equally important as members move to a final decision on appointment at the General Council meeting on 14th May. Finally, I, together with the facilitators, express our appreciation for the excellent service provided by the Council and TNC Chair. We also thank the WTO translation and documentation staff for ensuring that the flow of written information from us to the members was timely and efficient. This concludes my statement, which will be circulated shortly in a job document in all the three languages of the WTO. Before the beginning of the meeting, I was informed that the delegation of Mexico, the ambassador, wishes to make a statement, so I give him the floor. Fernando.
Señor presidente, señores embajadores, señores delegados, antes que nada, quiero expresar mi profundo agradecimiento y el de mi gobierno a todos los miembros que apoyaron la candidatura del doctor Herminio Blanco durante las diferentes etapas que constituyeron este proceso de selección. Mi aprecio y gratitud van también a los distinguidos miembros de la Troika, comenzando por el presidente del Consejo General, el embajador Shahid Bashir, así como a los embajadores Jonathan Fried y Joachim Reiter, quienes han llevado a cabo la importante y sensible tarea de realizar consultas durante varias semanas y supervisar el proceso de selección. Su dedicación, responsabilidad y alto profesionalismo en sus trabajos han sido notables. A nombre del Gobierno de México, quiero extender una sincera felicitación al embajador Roberto Acevedo por haber sido recomendado a los miembros como el próximo director general de la OMC, así como reconocer a todos los demás candidatos que fueron postulados por sus respectivos gobiernos. El que haya habido 9 postulantes para el puesto de director general, hecho sin precedentes en la Organización Mundial de Comercio, es muestra clara de la importancia que esta tiene para sus miembros. Al haber nominado al doctor Blanco como su candidato, mi gobierno ha tenido el profundo deseo de contribuir al fortalecimiento del sistema multilateral del comercio, así como la convicción de que con sus cualidades, amplia experiencia, visión y energía, aportaría un nuevo brío al sistema y coadyuvaría a la revitalización del pilar negociador de la OMC y al apuntalamiento del comercio como una herramienta eficaz de crecimiento, creación de empleos y desarrollo para todos los miembros, tal como lo ha logrado mi país. Nuevamente, agradezco a todos los miembros que reconocieron la gran contribución que el doctor Blanco podía hacer a la organización, cuyo apoyo lo hizo llegar a la etapa final de este proceso de selección. México reitera su firme compromiso con la Organización Mundial de Comercio y con el Sistema Multilateral de Comercio, y en tal sentido manifiesta su disposición de unirse a la recomendación de la Troika. Deseamos éxito al embajador Acevedo en su próximo desempeño como director general. Contar con un director general de la región latinoamericana representa en sí un logro para nosotros, para nuestra región, y un paso positivo para la organización. Finalmente, quiero rendir un homenaje al señor Pascal Lamy por sus años de esfuerzo y arduo trabajo en la organización. Nos deja a todos los miembros un gran legado. Muchas gracias.
Thank you, Fernando, for making this statement, very positive statement. And I wish to say some words about the Mexican candidate, Mr. Hermano Blanco. Mr. Blanco has a vast experience in international trade matters, which he has acquired in several leading positions in the Mexican government, including as Minister for Trade and Industry, NAFTA Chief Negotiator, and Vice Minister of International Negotiations. Mr. Blanco led his country's participation in the Uruguay round as well as in several major regional trade negotiations, including those that led to the establishment of NAFTA and the negotiations of several free trade agreements. Mr. Blanco also has extensive experience in the private sector, and is in this capacity he has advised national and local governments, corporations, and international organizations on trade policy and international economic strategic matters. His experience as well as his strong academic record are highly valued and respected by all members. In his long and distinguished career, Mr. Blanco has always been a tireless promoter of the multilateral trading system. And I am certain that the WTO can continue to count on his commitment in the future. I would also like to thank Mr. Blanco and the government of Mexico for the integrity with which they have shown throughout this process. Their commitment to this institution and the multilateral trading system, as evidenced by their willingness to join a consensus, is most commendable and paves the way for the smooth conclusion of the process of appointing the next Director General. On behalf of all members, I thank Mr. Blanco for participating in this process and wish him well for his future endeavors. Now, distinguished delegations and my colleagues, today I do not wish to open the floor and would request the delegations who might wish to make a statement to do so on 14th May when we meet at the special formal meeting of the General Council. Thank you very much for attending this meeting, and see you on 14th of May at 10 a.m. here, and happy longish weekend. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for appreciation. Thank you very much.